but what radiates from me? Do you know the possession of an angelic bullshit effect? Which is felt between the lines of the pocket and part of the human. When I met Tommy that summer, at one point I had $47 in my checking account. My brain created together, and I spent all of my savings to protect my child, to shield her from a world of violence, which was kind of tied up in the book. I think the only person I told that both of you know, the only person I told knew about the $47 factory at the time, and understood the struggle from the inside out. The utter terror of walking the tightrope and not having a net. The gravity of everything that was pulled out was second my dream after having walked out the door and assigned a narrator too. Thrown out the washer and the dryer, the nuclear family, the aspirational women's family. I knew where the financial aid off. Bill tested the ball. Right? Yeah. Huh. We've got a sweaty parking lot moment. We have coffee flat shirt of Marine Pie at the gym, which is kind of like a Tom's Diner. You know that. Yeah. I think talking about a collection, the way we texted, flat tires, reality, submission injuries, impoverishment, and ways to prospect out of it. Biofreshness murder, like my Ricardo feed, which we discovered we both found a way of working for us for writing. And what to do with writing.
Rock it, honey!
We have nearly beat ourselves in parking lots, driving home for right? How do we want to start with our co-op with writing the way out? Write your way out. I'm often get this moment of deja vu that combat with sometimes terror and despair and the motherhood of love, of being human and surviving from the child. The joy that it came about from my man as a new work reminds me of some of the things that I told me, rage and care and deep thoughts and social awkwardness and sex.
Here, the struggle to control is real.
The purpose of the narrative is one of the same way that I put it in the whole class of the world, she has made a sequel, a verbal foundation for it. How many great authors of what can we learn from law? The 2017 National Poetry Theory Finals in Chapter Lesson, Library. Undall is also a recent finalist for the Fireman of the Book Cup, with the coaching prize, four-way book, letter prize, four-way book, enterprise, and the Britain Handman College prize. In 2016, I won the Lion of the Girl, who won the Kennedy Williams New Orleans Literary Festival Poetry Prize, so I think I just have to remember. People will say it's here that I'll be new honor to you, your new song, or I'll send it to you,
yes!
like biting the corners of her lips. I saw prophecy swirl around them and study, taking comfort in the closest I could get. My mother gone, head down, blinding me to vision, my whole life set in her mouth. Woo! And one by one they go, as I had to work, and then repeat the reverse. My mother made me meet her mom, standing between two mirrors, I see the ripples in the pool, spilling out, every choice goes on forever. Notes recorded in the vinyl record, this galaxy carousel. Sometimes I need to feel unique and responsible and alone. In the car last week, my teenager said, all the same words I told my mother, and my mother heard, like Fibonacci's parlor trick, an object depicted within itself again and again, that strange loop of self-referential, the vortex seen from above, like a cut tree, layers and layers and layers, next one within the other. My daughter wraps her arms around me and says good morning before making her own head. Somewhere inside, I am real. We all are. Truth enough. My mother inside me, and hers, and the day goes on. In the final minutes of the marriage, Joyce points to 38. It's a sour mash of belligerent cigarette smoke face of her man. Morse leans the yellow porch light, his hands prying through the door, his head on the outside jam. Backlit from the hallway, she stands her ground beside the last suitcase and shields my 9-year-old mother. He soaks it all in, through the glass, and leans out a dry smile.
Thank you, I use it.
I imagine the panic, the cross space of the living room there. Mom says it was 6 minutes. When he walked back to the car, she jumped and locked the bolt. She saw him get a shotgun before they ran up the back. Joyce is down there out of the room, already packed. Morris and boys rising over courtesy. Baby! When he doesn't care what his words hit inside, I hear my grandmother's nervous exclamation. Her long, curly fur clatters the window pane, making my eyes itch. You have no idea what patients are. It trips my wall, amber and rusty burgundy, filling a comb, the furred knit against what grew the thou shalt not murder. The hardball cracks when no one sees. There are no counselors when there are just two. The night before Joyce died, I dreamed she passed over my bedroom, hours south of her own bed, nimbus flying with orchestral arms and foam. The cold chest startling in her 20s. A hurricane squall throwing doors wide. She was no longer my grandmother in a housecoat, wrestling sleep, grinding her teeth down to fight. The tactic was mocking her marrow. She was a terrible sight. One rested and needed a seraphim victory. The surge to descent in the photograph of my ear, Billy Holiday singing, she willed to hear I wasn't waking, but somehow in fear, watching her watch me
I will follow. The wrenching jolt, the clatter of her no longer there, wrinkled under the weight and scribble hope of that 23rd May when the cough came knowing us in death. Our periodic and kitchen window, and white embroidered curtains that use daylight into her floor. I studied her silhouette, the low bear, the moon, my grandmother and Dallas, yet Sonora moved outside the canyon. Within her history, another south, different ending from a child mind can't perceive. She is a bell smoldering with cigarettes. Her drawn lines to render illuminating. Choice, the lighthouse, the power, the lake. In the afternoons, I draw clothes and practice musical throughout. She listens for a look, even in prose, signifying import with her brow. Generations of corrections, so I will speak well, didn't steal, conviction of illusion. My standard tries to smile, exhales the grin, as she grinds the end into her wedding. White flags from bristled embers, the acrobat's scene. She feels her glass made empty, and again, these I watch until my mouth is dry. I am off the plane, she is lost in sight, the undertow of entertaining oneself when lonely and not alone. All the comfort is outside. I spend hours in the Mimosa, the first place light in which shade. Jack and the constellation. From wherever, I am black-eyed Susan here. Why acres over it all? Free of your money. Jesus, can you see me? I feel so small. Not as little as a thrush, or the river throws no deep in the honeysuckle. Curiously, not easy to see. But she was that sudden goddess amid small towns and blocks, out of air. An invisible net. Is it so intangible the life of persons living? This, her way out, arranged, comfortable here with a gentle man, without wants. What other stone home? Why here? Four. Dear heart, the same words of my mother, the appearance of elevation, the right tone, the pleading smile. Beauty cried over the bitten lip, nails dug deep into a twisted palm. Years later, the same dad I've made, this lie I keep, summons her presence from home. Does the tremor wrench the line, that silver cord, that river of provenance between us? Feeling imprudently, the sail, the balance, my house reeling and drift, is the floor settling long, long, swimming line of desire. Jesus, just as Lake sounded at the edge of Arizona, Westlight climbed through the window and warmed my face. Running in Tennessee, wild blackberry field, grass brushing my thighs. Surf over the summer, blossom green. Another house spinning in midair of 7 homes in 13 years. Unpacking, repacking books, magazine posters, pinned back. Dresser mirror full, flowering over questions of my looks, life, but native face, about my parents, who exactly is what, the want to stay in one place, the doubt against the push and fit, just a girl not looking beneath my feet, on the shoulders of a line of ancestral mothers, holding ground, willing me to stand and say, here I am, whatever there is.
Yeah.
the bottom of the mason jar, any mermaid or sailor can get caught in the net with scarred glass and silver on the hook. The Lord is not the case of the crooked moon. How shine can join the person in the moment and sink the dark light into their feet. I forget discretion to shelter my thoughts with a smile. Transparent creatures of the water. If we pretend the benign and don't see, what is wrong? The fullness of Pandora's prisons poured out to say what we want isn't what is, but if it was, we'd be annoying. We have to make it and take on form, folded, joined, moved, sides of our books. How passion removes us. An hourglass of sugar turns to salt, a mouthful of cream, butter, the lightning movements, the flow up in first verse, heavenly and not heavenly. And some lives are so twisted in the valley, broken through the arrowed course of the valley. I have no arm with together in a group self-observed in power in the reflection. watched them start like theirs.
Thank you.